Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House show. Happy New Year, everybody. Eric G. here. Man, we are diving into the first full week, and I tell you what, Monday was hard to come back to work this week. Hope everybody got through the holidays. I sure had a great time out there. Headed to Southern California last week. That's why we didn't have a midweek special, because I just wasn't going to try to do it on the road. It was tough and just didn't make sense trying to travel with all the stuff and give you a subpar performance of that. We are back at it again this week. There are so many things going on. This is a big week this week with the Consumer Electronics Show. And that is what's taken over the news of the week this week. Great example. There's a ton of products coming out. Really, I thought this was an interesting one. Lutron Electronics, they're a friend of the show. Not a sponsor, but a friend. They really have the lighting control and automated shading stuff covered for residential stuff, just for the homeowner grade stuff out there. They do a great job of that with their Casita line. And they just came out with their launch of their Casita Smart Wood Blinds. So this is designed for you, the DIY homeowner, looking for something convenient, connected, natural light control. And what's cool with these things is they're going to give you the reliability and quiet movement that you're expecting, but at a decent price point, $429 for windows up to 48 inches wide and 80 inches tall. Wire-free installation and simple app setup make for an easy DIY upgrade to any home. And so what's cool with these blinds, they come with the natural light optimization feature that automatically tilts blinds throughout the day according to the sun's position, bringing natural light into the home exactly when and where it's wanted. They have a customized button rail so you can actually manually lift and lower the blinds with ease if you want to. And the natural light optimization, or they call it NLO, automatically adjust the tilt of the blinds, like I said, based on the position of the sun relative to the geographic location of the home. So it really thinks for you. It is, hey, it's the hot of the day. It's going to shut them down. And when you want to see out, it can open them up. So it's a really good deal. You can get wider sizes and additional cost. So super DIY friendly. You can find those over at CasitaWireless.com. And then just take a look at their smart shades area. One of the things that I'm noticing is a trend, and I just can't come back from the holidays and run down to CES. It's always tough with our schedules because this is trade show season. Boy, I tell you what, there's some great stuff that's been coming out here, and I thought it was interesting. So there is a lot of robotic stuff that I'm seeing out here right now. So this is interesting. There's just a ton of stuff that you're seeing out here, from robot facts to outdoor solutions, really, that are... Great example. So there's a whole new home smart ecosystem that's being brought out by Dream, DREAME Technology. They're a leader in smart home cleaning innovation. So they're coming out with a new ecosystem there. They're really coming out with some really thin vacuums that can go under the couch. So it's this old X60 series. So basically it's something that can go underneath that couch, just a few inches tall. And there's a lot of great stuff out here. So take a look. You'll see it coming out. There's so many different pool cleaners. I wouldn't want to be a pool deck cleaner or a pool cleaner out there. Any of you guys out there? Because I tell you what, this autonomous pool care stuff is getting really crazy. MAMMotion unveils the Spino S1 Pro, an advanced pool cleaner with on-deck self-docking and underwater stable connectivity for hands-free pool care. This thing is amazing looking. And then Apier, who you've seen probably out there before, they're another one that is pioneering the carefree and reliable smart home ecosystem. Basically, they have got the outdoor robots covered. They've got the small pool one. They've got the yard one. They've got all these different things going on. And really a homeowner-friendly system right there. Really cool. So they've got the CES 2026 Innovation Award honoree. They have the Scuba V3 Ultra and the Eco Surfer Sentai, which really is showing that they're continuing to innovate with the AI-powered robotic pool cleaners. And really working through that stuff. A little expensive, but if you think about what it is, the Scuba V3 will be first quarter with basically at $1,099. And the Scuba V3 Ultra will be at $2,299. So $2,300 basically will be coming out here in the spring. So there's really a lot of great stuff coming on. They've got a new lawn care system, the Irisense 2. It's the 4-in-1 multi-zone smart irrigation system. So really, we're really starting to see some of this stuff hit the mainstream products out there with stuff that's really getting better and better and better. Some new partnerships like EcoFlow and Homey by LG announced partnership to enable smarter whole home energy management. So they're really working on that. I like to see some of these partnerships because they can work really well. So you get the EcoFlow brand and then you're getting this whole alliance. So they've got Bosch, Nest, Goey, Homey, all these different people are working together as one. So really is going to start helping, especially if you got solar. That's something that's going to really make a big difference. So a lot of great stuff. We're going to start seeing even more information out there as it comes out later in the week. But like my friends over at Chamberlain, they have a new smart home security with launch of the MyQ SecureView 3-in-1 smart lock. So they've got their own smart lock, which will work with the garage door opener. So it's all in that MyQ system, which is cool. And I think that's really cool and innovative. 2K HDR video doorbell with color night vision. So it's the lock, the doorbell, all in one, all right in that. So really you can talk, see, and unlock all from the same app. That's really cool. So you've got 5 entry methods, face access, fingerprint rec. So you can see with a fingerprint, pin entry, mobile app control, and a traditional key access. So it's all built as one. So my thing with that is I hope the battery is solid because I hope that goes. You don't have to keep charging that. But this will be coming out to the MyQ users on January 6th, which is today, and then to all customers beginning January 13th on select retailers. So we'll see how that goes, but that looks really cool. I don't see a price on it, so I'm curious to see what that is in their press release that showed up over here. But that is another one of those great products that could be really cool. And again, I like stuff that's integrated. I don't want to sit here and see stuff that is just one-off. It's nice to see everybody working together. And so I'm really excited about some of that stuff. That is great things happening right there. A lot of stuff coming out this week. There's a lot of new products, a lot of new things happening out there. Govee came out with new lighting innovations with smart lighting. There's just a ton of stuff. So once I get all of it in here, I've got friends down there that are taking a look at CES for me. So we'll see what comes back out of it. But it's one thing to see it here, but it's another to have it working in front of you and take a look at it. So I'll be curious to see what comes out. There'll be more announcements in the next couple of days because we're in the middle of CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. So that will be a good one. We got a great show coming up this weekend, guys. I'm excited about. There are some great things happening on the show. We're going to have some fun. Looking forward to getting back at it. And we're going to be talking about some stuff around your home, some projects, and some great stuff there. Let's take a look real quick at to see if there's any recalls out there, because those recalls are something that I like to stay on top of for you so you can get an idea of what's going on, because sometimes these things get pretty ugly out there and you hear about it too late. And so I'd rather have you hear about it sooner than later. Usually it's a lot of kid stuff, like the nothing really new. The Blue Wave recalls their above ground pools due to drowning hazard, so they've got a repair kit for that. And really nothing much over the holidays. It kind of looks like the CPSC was pretty quiet over the holidays here. And if you didn't hear me talk about it, the Anquan brand power strips are black with the yellow plugins. recall due to risk of serious injury or death from fire. Sold on Amazon. Amazon should have reached out for you, but there's about 11,200 of those that are recalled, so be careful of that. Otherwise, we're good to go. I wanted to give you a quick sneak peek of what's going on at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. That show is really cool. Usually it has a lot of homeowner stuff. It's got a lot of residential stuff there, but then it gets into commercial. It gets into automotive, so it's everything electronics. And that is stuff that can be a little interesting, but it takes a while to really see how good this stuff is and is it actually going to work. I've gotten stuff in the past from the CES show that I'm like, oh, this is great. And it lasts a couple months and I throw it away. And I've got more than one light fixture from some serious brands out there that couldn't hold up long term. And that's never good for them or for you as the consumer. All right, guys, have a great rest of the week. Happy Wednesday out there. We're going to have a busy week this week. Can't wait to share the show on Friday with you, what's coming up. And we got a lot ahead and we got some great interviews coming up with people we've never talked to before in the next coming weeks. So stay tuned for that. And one little note too, you're going to hear me talking to a lot of our new listeners in the show because not only is our show on the podcast here, but we go out over hundreds of stations across the radio network with Talk Media Network. And we've added a bunch of stations. I think probably over 100 to be make a guess, maybe even more. And so you're going to hear me introducing people again, getting them back to it because we added those stations here last week. And I want to make sure that we've got that kind of dialed in. So everybody is up to speed. So all of you guys out there have been listening a long time. Appreciate the patience. We're going to do it for a few weeks just to make sure that we get all our new people dialed in so they know how to get a hold of us and can be part of our Around the House Nation. Make sure to follow us. We got some new stuff up on the Around the House online website, a new buyer's guide with some new cool stuff up there that I found for January to do some shopping with. And take a look over there. Some neat stuff to be found there. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy New Year. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you then.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love, and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating, and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.